Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Hey, man.
Man, I'm excited.
Are you?
I am.
Every time we come on the air, you're like, I'm excited.
You know why?
Why?
Because it's too important not to be excited. So many people are complaining about their life, about the things that they don't have and they wish they could have. And, you know, we're pretty grateful. We live in a blessed country. We get great opportunities to share life with people. So why not be happy?
The whole world every day. Isn't that amazing?
It's amazing.
It's a blessing. We so are encouraged by your comments. And, you know, we feel like it's a community, like a tribe, you know. So many ways to get information. You got to pick your tribe. You got to pick, you know, where you're going to do business.
That's right.
That type of thing. And the VFN KB's VFN Television Network is an amazing place to be able to do that. So we love hearing from you. And we're going to talk about some pretty awesome things today. But one is this. You think about this. If you remember back in 2016, America was headed off the cliff. Every word was, prophetic words were, almost every word, we're going off the cliff.
Danger.
It's danger, warning, going off the cliff. God's given dreams. He's given visions about you're going off the cliff.
And we felt it.
And you could, you know, it was to the last moment. Then all of a sudden, only God did a mercy turn. And notice the first thing that happened when a new president got into office, President Donald Trump, the first thing he did was make a phone call to the Prime Minister of Israel, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and made everything right with Israel. And what happened? Everything began to shift and turn. Because God said this, I will bless those who blesses Israel, and I'll curse those curses Israel. One of the particular historians say he noticed, John, that when God wants to discipline a nation, he will actually cause that nation to turn against Israel. Mm. And when they do that, then of course you suffer consequences. But with America turning towards Israel, that's what you're seeing, this great uprising in regards to finances and economy, and reportedly like $7 trillion of wealth on the stock market, jobs, industry, all these things are happening. Listen, God is the one that gives you the ability to prosper. It's God blessing our country. But understand this, and this is, which means it had to do with the Israel turn.
Of course.
Obviously it wasn't, because we were perfect. We still haven't fully turned as our values as a nation and honoring God in our nation. And
we're getting there. We are so getting there, aren't we?
Yes, yes, yes. And so you're looking at right here, what happens if the official didn't need us? Because they needed us. One of the prophetic words that was given by Pastor John Kilpatrick, a Church of His Presence, said specifically that God's going to put Trump in office, and he's going to give him generals, not to protect America, but to protect Israel. Mm. And so see how we're tied together? There's a purpose for America. Well, what's going to happen to the nations of the world? Because one of the prophetic words of the Word of Scripture says every nation will turn against Israel. And we saw that happen under the previous administration, but things have turned back. But what would happen if they don't need us? What happens if they don't need what America has to offer? Well, guess what Perry Stone's about to say? He's about to say Israel is about to be independent from every single nation. In other words, they won't need any nation to be able to live out and survive, and they flourish anyway. Pretty awesome place. But that means something very specifically. So let's hear Perry Stone talking about, on Sid Roth, talking specifically about how Israel is going to be independent, which I think is totally great. But check it out.
But you were told information that I have never heard anywhere before, mm-hmm. that in 4 years, mm-hmm. Israel will no longer be dependent on America?
Yeah, and let me, without divulging the person, it's a very noted professor with a university who's very connected with the Knesset and the Israeli leaders. And we were spending hours together, just him and I discussing. He said, I'm going to tell you something that's going to shock you. He said, in 4 years, Israel will no longer need the United States. And I said, you better explain that one to me, because since 1948, we have been like an umbilical cord. We're connected. Right. He said, I'm going to give you the four reasons why. He said, number one is the gas fields. There's a Leviathan gas field, and some gas fields have been discovered off the Mediterranean coast, which is in Israeli territory. And what Israel's going to do eventually is turn everything over into natural gas away from oil. And we've had people in the United States talk about doing that, but they've not done it because the oil companies are so big and so much income there. So he said, with natural gas, we won't need to worry about what happens with Saudi oil or anywhere else. He said, number two, the technology. He said, a lot of people have depended on the technology in California and all the technology of the U.S., the internet and that type of thing. Israel now has geniuses working on their own technology, that they won't need China, they won't need Russia, and they will not need the United States for technology. They will come up with their own technology that's going to blow people's minds. They already have military technology that we don't know much about. And I said, probably the U.S. knows, but the world doesn't know. Let me just leave that one alone. But that brings me to the third one. He said, there will also come a time, and I would prefer to leave the nations out and the countries out that he told me about, but he said, the military equipment will soon be bought not from the United States, but from other nations, and Israel will have their own military equipment. Some of the things like lasers, laser-guided missiles, the Iron Dome, things of this nature, they're going to be able to come up with more advanced technology inside of Israel. Now, sometimes they have to use Europe or the United States with certain parts or certain things and bring it together, but they're going to be able to do that. The other thing that totally fascinated me is he said the Jewish people and Israel is coming up with medical breakthroughs that you will not believe.
Yeah, you know, when I heard you talk that, I think the world is going to flock to Israel when they get sick.
Hey, let me say this. They already have a treatment for diabetes. They already have, I've got to be very careful here because this could open up a can of worms, but Alzheimer's, there is a treatment being developed for that. They have systems developed, and I had a person who was a very heavy pharmaceutical purchaser, one of our ministry partners, and wins awards for pharmaceuticals. And I said, honestly, tell me the truth. Will Israel have the cures to diseases? And the person said, yes, but I don't know they're going to allow them in the United States because the pharmaceutical industry makes so much money.
Isn't that amazing, you know, that the independence. So I think about the pharmaceutical thing you just said. You know, the reports are that Americans pay more for the drugs than anyone else.
I mean, it's amazing. We're just talking about that.
Yeah,
actually.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It is. And so you're looking at, and you're saying they might prevent that because they want to make the money. But look what's happening. These four different things, four reasons why Israel will be independent of the U.S. Israel, what's it say?
Israel will move to natural gas.
Yes.
Which is a big deal because, you know, they don't have it now.
Right.
And to be able to cut off all the oil, it just empowers them.
And we know the second one, innovation, they are like the innovation nation.
Startup nation. Second place where in the whole entire world, the first is Palo Alto in California, where you have Facebook and all these other tech companies. The second place in the whole nation is Israel when it comes to innovation and startups and tech companies.
And all these companies that are big in other places, they're using technology created like facial recognition.
Oh, yeah.
Also, the mobile eye.
Mobile eye.
They're actually the innovators of driverless cars all over the world. Microsoft bought it from them, and they created that. So you're looking, this is important. So remember technology, because we're about to show something about that. And what's the third reason?
Israel will have their own military equipment.
Yeah, well, we actually heard an earlier program about the cube that was in Syria, the nuclear plant that was there.
That they destroyed.
They destroyed in 2007. Seven. They're pretty intense. I mean, when you're that small, you know, you got to focus and you got to knock it out. And so they don't need our military. You start, you know, what about
that's
us?
That's a big thing. If it wasn't for our military, Israel probably would not be able to stand right now.
Right. What's this last one?
Israel is experiencing medical breakthroughs.
This is truly amazing. Literally, you can actually inject things in the blood veins, and it's doing something in there.
Cures for diabetes about to be soon, and all sorts of things.
Even cutting off the DNA and functioning and healing diseases and chromosomes and just all this kind of stuff. But this is what God said. This is what God's doing. God said, I'll make you a blessing to be a blessing to the nations. You're seeing the word of God. You're looking at God just being faithful. The question is where are you with God at this point? Because it's talking about innovation and technology. 10 years ago, as a matter of fact, look at this particular, these are companies back in 2006. Look at the world's largest companies in 2006. Most of them had to do with energy and fuel.
We had Exxon, General Electric, Gazprom, Microsoft, Citigroup, Bank of America, Royal Dutch Shell, BP.
Now, 10 years later, look at this. 10 years later, it's tech companies. Look at this.
Apple, Alphabet, Google, Microsoft, Berkshire Hathaway,
Amazon, Facebook,
Johnson & Johnson,
China Mobile.
It's amazing.
Whether we like it or not, it has shifted.
Yeah.
And technology is going to be how we do business, the new economy. We talk about that in VFNKB all the time. Find out more details at VFNKB.com.
Innovation.
Yeah, you've got to know how to function in this new society and what's going on. But look at the difference in these companies in 10 years' time. What's it going to be like in another 10 years in 2026?
It's exponential growth. I mean, just keeps advancing.
Yes. As a matter of fact, even Elon Musk said, you know, that by the end of 2019, driverless cars will be prominent in different places. I don't know if this this death that was caused allegedly by the Uber vehicle that was a driverless vehicle recently is going to affect any of that. But when you compare the statistics, the reports are something like they drove over 1 million miles without any injuries at all, which is never happens in regards to
human drivers.
I believe
the reports are that it'll be 200% safer than a person driving the car.
200% safer is what Elon Musk said.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.